Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
If you don't know anything about having a bucket list of things to do, one of them in life is to be able to be the best at something in the world. So I remember as a kid going to the library and opening books and trying to find something that I could be the best at in the world.
Yeah.
And then it needed to be something that I liked as well.
Yes.
So I'd look and I'd go, oh, that's impossible. I look at the next one, no, that's impossible. I look at that, but the book for me was gold. That's the reason why I went to libraries, was to pull those books out and go through the records, because there it was. It was history. It was, you were in a book that would be preserved forever, and where, as a reference point, to go back and open that book and have a look. So needless to say, when the 2024 Guinness Book of World Records came out, and ladies and gents, in the book is the one, the only, and he's in the studio with us, Jean-Marc Johannes.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's quite interesting because, Jean-Marc, am I right in saying that you don't know if you're going to feature in the book or not? You know you've got the records, right?
Yes.
But you never know what's going to happen in the publication until the publication comes out.
Definitely. So I had no idea, and I was notified about it. And I think, you know, like you've mentioned, that is something that was very different for me.
Now, let's talk about growing up and skateboarding in your life. I mean, you grew up in Athlone. Where did your love from skateboarding come from?
From seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
I think that was, you know, exactly something I resonated with it when I saw kids doing it, you know, on the streets, just enjoying themselves, you know, going from different location to location and just enjoying being on a board, and you know that limitless feeling. I think that was something I gravitated towards immediately.
Now I look back, only just recently have we started embracing skateboard parks. There was a time where skateboarders growing up, I mean, you had to make do with whatever you had. A flight of stairs, a handrail somewhere, dirty looks from the old aunties in your neighborhood because they knew, like, oh no, Jean-Marc again, he's going to go down those stairs, he's going to grind down the handrail, and that's a flight of stairs, and so it was tough finding places to skate.
Definitely for me, when, you know, growing up in Athlone, my favorite location, you know, would be actually going down Belgravia Road all the way down towards the stadium. And that was actually the spot where I would learn flat ground tricks, and further down you'd get Gatesville and all those places. There was actually pretty good spots around there. I was using, obviously, the, you know, the taxi rank ledges, things like that, that I'm learning tricks on that I still do to this day. So those kinds of things actually helped me. And I always say, growing up, you know, skateboarding in Athlone is, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. It shaped me, you know, to the person I am, not just in learning tricks at the spots, but the dedication, the ambition that I have.
Yeah, discipline.
The discipline, and obviously skateboarding then builds the resilience with you.
Yeah.
So definitely there was things that I've used that help me to this day.
Now, I know when you skateboard, you know you don't do it ever by yourself. You meet like-minded people that do it with you, and you'll see wherever you do see skateboarders getting together, they get together, but it helps because people help one another in that community. You've obviously found that at certain stages of your career and life, you've got certain people that go with you to a certain point, right?
Yes.
And then for some reason, life pulls into another vocation, another job, another way of living, and then your pack of five becomes four, becomes three. Only two of you find other guys that are now advancing in skateboarding, so you join them for a bit, learn from one another, help one another out, and move on. You must have seen a lot of people come and go in skateboarding over the last 20-30 years.
Definitely. I have a lot of, you know, a lot of close friends, a lot of people, like you said, that, you know, I would say maybe I thought was going to pursue skateboarding further, but maybe went into music or went into, you know, something else. But there's always that, you know, skateboarding has such a big impact that it all stems from skateboarding. Mm. And, I would say the culture has always been there.
Yes.
You know, and skateboarding has played a big part in maybe not just, you know, for them pursuing skateboarding, but it has played a big part in what they pursue now.
Yeah,
definitely.
You're a great role model for people of not only from Athlone, but people of South Africans, because when you think about skateboarding, and you know because you've competed internationally, in Europe and in the States, every street corner has a skate park.
Yeah.
Every single kid has a skateboard.
Yeah.
Everyone is not pushed off the road by, and again, we stereotype and say pushed off by taxis, but you're not competing the same space on the road with the likes of a taxi or whatever else, you can fill that gap with whatever else. So it's always harder coming from South Africa to compete globally. And to see this next generation of skateboarders that are out there, do they get excited? Like, I think of where we are now, the waterfront down here is a beautiful skate park.
Oh, wow, yes,
so
definitely.
When you rock up there and they see that it's you, do you get like that recognition? No way!
Can we get an autograph?
There are some guys, so, you know, some skaters that are stoked. Some guys I see normally, some guys we skate all the time. I see everybody at the park. So it's for me, you know, we're all under the same umbrella. We're all, you know, having the same session. So, you know, I get stoked when I see them skate for the first time, even if it's somebody learning the first kickflip. I've been there, you know. I know that feeling, and I can, you know, I resonate with it. So, when I'm skating with everybody, it's, you know, we're all on the same page. So it's all good.
It's amazing. I mean, this is a great achievement.
Thank you. You
made history.
Thank you so much.
What is next? If you've made history, and I know that skateboarding became part of the Olympic Games in 2020, which happened in 2021 in Japan.
Yes.
Is that where you're heading or headed?
Yes. So I think, you know, there's a lot of skateboarders in South Africa that we are, you know, doing our best to pursue that, especially for next year and going forward as well. But there's still quite a bit that needs to take place in South Africa. So definitely, you know, that's something that we're all working towards. Mm. And for me, personally as well, I'm also wanting to compete in the entire World Series circuit. Yeah, I've only ever competed within a year, either one or two. So this year there was two events. And last year...
And you podiumed at both of them.
Yes. So, you know, I've made sure that, you know, if I'm going to go out there, then I'm going to make it count. That, you know, if it's once, if it's twice, then I'm going to make sure that those times count, definitely.
I just want to put an appeal out there, because you know how hard it is for Jean-Marc to be able to travel the world and do what he wants to do professionally. There's not many people that want to put their hand up and go, well, I believe in that enough to back you financially. And it's a heavy cost to go and represent. Now, we've got a world record holder, multiple world record holder in the city. Right, hails from Athlone, who wants to go and do this, not just one or two events where he's podiumed at recently, but he wants to go and do it full time to fly that flag high for South Africa. So one day, when he does decide to hang up the board, as it were, he can come back and be a mentor to many people. Please, how do people can people get a hold of you? How does sponsorship look at this stage?
Yes, so you can get hold of me on social media as well. All my social media handles is at Jean-Marc Skate, and that's on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and on YouTube as well. So definitely please get in touch. You know, it's not just to discuss anything, just if you want to discuss skateboarding or, you know.
I love that.
Send some footage, you know, send me some of your new tricks. Love to watch it.
Cooks, cool. This is how proper... how the heck do your legs cope? hold on a second. Listen to this. This is what the one record. The most consecutive ollies. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who could battle to land one,
me.
He did 323 consecutive ollies.
Oh,
how the heck the knees, the legs, the limbs. Also, the record for the most frontward spins in 30 seconds... skateboard 360 front spins in 30 seconds, 7 of them. Mind blowing stuff. Do the legs ache after that?
I was feeling it just for. I definitely felt it around 200 or something. I felt it.
I can imagine.
I could feel it. But I think, you know, for us as skateboarders, we do this every single day, and it's like anything else. You know, the more you do it, the more conditioned you become at it. And I think, like with that, like with the record, it was another opportunity that I could challenge myself. You know, that I can push myself to see, you know, how many I could do.
Yes.
As you know, as simplistic as an ollie can be, you know, it felt impossible at 250 yards.
I can't even begin to imagine.
Yeah.
Folks, world record holder hails from Athlone, ladies and gents, in the brand new 2024 Guinness Book of World Records, Jean-Marc Johannes. Thank you so much, sir.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.